From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Imagine you live near a chemical plant. It catches fire, spewing smoke everywhere, and you have no idea what is in that smoke. That feeling is what people in part of Houston experienced after a recent petrochemical fire closed part of a major shipping channel. Environmental groups say people living near industrial chemical facilities could soon get better information on what's being sent into the air around them when accidents happen. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik has the story.
The fire engulfed massive storage tanks holding chemicals used in gasoline, glue, and other products. It sent thick black smoke billowing across Houston for days, and regulators found spikes in cancer-causing benzene at the site and near it. Bernd Netland, CEO of the facility owner, Intercontinental Terminals Company, later apologized in a video on YouTube.
All of us are profoundly upset the incident happened and very sorry for its impact on the surrounding communities.
The company's now facing multiple lawsuits, including one from residents seeking more than $1 million in damages. Environmental advocates hope a federal court ruling earlier this year will help communities near heavy industry better understand the dangers during these kind of accidents. The court ordered the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, or CSB, to make certain facilities report accidental air emissions. The court said the board has been illegally neglecting its duty to do that, outlined in the Clean Air Act, for almost three decades.
So it's a win, but it's 30 years later.
Bakia Nelson heads up Air Alliance Houston, a group that sued the CSB and won. She says a new toxic accidents database the board's expected to develop could be a more user-friendly tool. Texas, for example, does track this kind of stuff online, but Nelson says
it's not very understandable. And what we think should happen is that CSB really engage communities to develop this database to make it more understandable to the public.
Timothy Gablehouse is with a National Association of Local Emergency Planners. He says the database is most effective as a tool focused on the worst accidents, where people were injured or killed, or where people had to evacuate. That way, planners can keep an eye on the most dangerous types of facilities as a way to prevent future accidents.
So if I know that they've got the potential to cause that release and cause harm, that helps me a lot in terms of being able to plan and make the community aware.
The board wouldn't talk about how expansive the database might be. Its plan is due out by early 2020. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.